Check, what's going on, y'all? Susie Ladder Hernandez here. What's going on? You guys doing all right? All right, just doing a podcast. I'm going to try to make this a long one. I have six different points, and then I'm going to break it up, each clip. Like, each point is put into one video, and then this podcast will be one single video or one single podcast. So I got one topic that I really want to talk about. I got a comment on one of my last videos about if you don't understand programming, then, you know, don't quit or whatever. Well, the guy that was, they left a message. I don't know his name. I don't even know if he wants me to to talk about his comment, but I'm going to talk about it. not because of him, but because I think he brought up a few good points that I think a lot of people need to hear. What was he saying? He was saying something about, the first thing he said, college and tutoring are for rich people. I was like, what? And I don't agree with that statement. I mean, like, I didn't grow up in a rich household. In fact, my entire associate's degree was paid with federal money because my family didn't make that much income. So my entire associate's degree was paid for by the federal government. You know, I think I had a Pell Grant and a Texas grant because I graduated high school with a certain grade point average. So that's the first point that I don't agree with. The next point that he had brought up was that he said, okay, so let me read it to you. The first thing he said is college and tutoring is for rich people. I don't agree with that. So the next point is, he says, but my problem is I don't think programming plays nice with my brain. Okay. I spent years and still can't even make a console grid using a nested for loop. Okay. I tried videos. I tried books. I just don't get it. Okay. Let me read the next paragraph. Programming isn't typing, but it's not just thinking either. It's thinking of things to type that's compatible with the language you're using that also has the desired output. I don't know how to think in a way that plays nice in any programming language. I think there's some good stuff here, okay? And I want to bring up basically my experience. You know, I mean, I can only speak from experience. I can't speak for other people because obviously I'm not other people. So when I was learning programming, it was a lot of trial and error. You don't necessarily have to get a tutor, an actual person. Like, tutoring can be nowadays, tutoring can be in the form of going on Stack Overflow, because you're getting advice from somebody that knows their stuff. Or it doesn't have to be Stack Overflow. It could be anything, any kind of website. That's a form of tutoring. But when I first started, I forced myself to try to solve problems first on my own with the knowledge that I had before I sought solutions from people that already knew how to do it. I challenged myself, and I want you to do that too. If you challenge yourself to do this stuff, like, you have to try. Like you got to try to type out a line of code first. I mean, at first I would be like, okay, how do I do this? I'm going to think, okay, I got to do a for loop. I got to do stuff without even typing anything. And that would keep me from doing it. So what I noticed is, okay, I'm just going to try this. I'll type it out, okay? And then I'll run it to the console. And if it doesn't work, okay, man, what am I doing wrong? So I'll reevaluate, you know, look at the text or whatever to try to figure out what I needed to do. It's a lot of trial and error. So that's why I say you got to have a lot of grace with yourself, because when you try, you don't know if it's going to pass or it's going to fail. And you have to prepare yourself for knowing that you're going to fail no matter what. Like, you might get it right the first couple times. Like, an NBA player doesn't make every single shot. A quarterback, wide receiver, they don't always make a touchdown. They don't always catch the pass. And that's just something we got to live with. Like, we fail so that we can get better. I mean, failing is a part of life. Like, I don't understand why we want to get around it. We have to embrace it and be like, I know for sure that I'm not perfect, but I'm going to try. So when you try and you continue and you get tutoring from other people, I mean, it makes you unstoppable. Like, and employers, some employers don't understand that, because I've worked for employers, they want you to be like to the T perfect. If you make a mistake, you're fired. I mean, and it's like, it's more than that. Like, they got to understand that, hey, it takes somebody that knows what they're doing. That's why they want people with experience. They want people that know that they've done it, they've tried it, they've done programs, they did the trial and error of getting through there, so that way they can hire that person, so that they can make as little mistakes as possible to create a product for their customers, so that their customers could be happy and they can make money at the end of the day. That's all it is, y'all. That's what it is. I mean, I agree. Like too, when I first started programming, while I was learning, I was listening to a lot of YouTubers saying, like, man, it's like solving a problem. It's like solving problems. And it is. I totally agree. Like, you have to, in order to solve a problem, you got to have the puzzle pieces. If you don't have the puzzle pieces, how do you solve a problem? The puzzle pieces are how to use a for loop, how to use an if statement, how to assign a variable, how to assign a string to a variable, you know, how to use constant variables. All these tools are the puzzle pieces to put the problem together, to solve the problem. And if we don't have the pieces, how are we going to start? We got to start at the fundamental blocks of coding before we can begin to solve problems. Once you get the fundamental blocks, the next step is learn how to solve problems. Once you figure out how to solve problems through trial and error, then you get to the next step. You know, what's the next step? I don't know, getting a job. You know, once you get a job, you start making money. And what's the next step after that? You know, you keep moving forward. You don't stop in your tracks just because, oh, I don't understand it. Oh, I don't want to try, so I'm just quitting. I want to go as far as to say, like, okay, if you want to quit, quit. And that's what you wanted to hear? Stop listening to the video and quit. No, I'm not going to tell you to quit. You know, I'm going to tell you, like, if you really don't want to do it, that's not considered quitting. That's just you tried coding, but it didn't work out for you. That's it. I mean, you don't have to force yourself to do this. I mean, that's just my own opinion. If your parents are telling you, hey, you got to go to college, or you got to learn this in high school, and you're under their roof or whatever, you got to obey your parents. That's just my perspective. So a little bit more on this topic. Programming isn't typing, but it's not thinking either. It's thinking of the things to type. So, like, you can think of things to type, yeah. And I think that some programs can get to the point where they're like, okay, I know what I need to do. I can put this first, boom, 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 boom. And then once they get to a computer, they start typing it out. You know what I mean? It's blocks, learning blocks on how to get to where you need to be. So that's that, y'all. That's my daughter in the background. I'm going to get here to the next point. She likes Barbie. She's in a Barbie stage right now. She's an awesome, awesome person. All right. So the next point. So that was point number one. And I'm just going to move on to the next point. The next point is choices. There's basically, when it comes to programming and learning and basically the stuff that I talk about throughout these podcasts and videos, there's two choices. There's either you do or you don't do. It's either yes or no. It's either one or zero. It's either true or false. And what I mean by this is, like, when it comes to learning this stuff so that you can succeed in it, you're either going to do it or you're not going to do it. Those are both choices. If you don't do it, that's a choice not to do it. If you quit because you think it's too hard and you haven't tried to ask for questions or tried to figure it out, or you know, if you haven't succeeded because, you know, you're keeping yourself from trying to figure it out, that's a choice in itself. Like, we have choices in this. Either we're going to do it or we're not going to do it. I mean, if we, it's just one or the other, y'all. Like, how can we choose to do something if we're not doing it? So if you choose to take this road, then do it. Like, get down, get on the grind, start grinding it out, start doing it, get out of your comfort zone to ask people for help, look on online for solutions to problems, you know. And what I did, I'm telling you, when you learn how to solve a problem, you get the tools, you get the puzzle pieces, you learn how to the basic fundamentals of how to use programming concepts. Once you have those concepts, you learn how to do them, then you start to begin to solve problems. Okay, so how do you solve problems with all these puzzle pieces? You start putting the puzzle piece together. Okay, if this if statement is not working, if this condition is not working, I need to try something else. And that's just how you do it. And you choose to go that route. Either you choose to learn how to do it or you choose not to. You choose. I mean, one or the other. Point number three. Point number three I want to say is, what's the reason for all this? I'm asking you this question. Why are you doing all this? What's the reason? What's your motive? What's your motivation behind wanting to learn how to program or wanting to finish a computer science degree? Or just wanting to be a coder? What's your motive? What are you trying to do? What are you trying to accomplish? I mean, are you trying to get money with it? Are you trying to make a living out of it, or are you just trying to, is it as a hobby? You're just trying to get better at it. You're trying to create great games. You look at the end goal. You continue to look at that with your in the future. You look for, you look ahead in music. Whenever you read a piece of music, you don't stay stuck on the little portion that you're playing. You look ahead to see what's coming next. It's called anticipation. You anticipate your next move. So what you want to do is you want to look ahead. Okay, where am I going with this? Why am I doing this? Always keep that goal in your mind. Keep it in front of you. Oh, I'm trying to make some money for my family. Oh, I'm trying to create a game. Oh, I'm trying to finish college. Keep that in mind. And that will bring you back to, okay, this is the step that I'm on. I'm learning how to put these problems together. I need to get them done so that I can get there. And trust yourself, like trust yourself, trust like your intuition, like knowing that, oh, I know I have to do this. I know for sure that I have to do this and I got to do it. So get down and dirty with it. Get on the grind and start doing it. Like, remember what it is, why you're doing what you're doing. Remember what the end goal is. For me, I want to program. I want to get into the career of programming. I like solving problems, but the main thing that I did, and some, I don't know, I may get some heat for this, but it's to have a good living, because I know you can make good money doing it. And also I want to be able to be home a little more often. And I figured that if I can find a career where I'm home a little bit more, like in the evenings, then I want to do something like that. Like I wanted to do engineering at first, but then I stumbled upon programming. I was like, hey, I like this. So I'm just going to go ahead and do this. And I've been doing it like for several years, just as much as I can, because my day job, I'm a truck driver and I only have a little bit of time to do this, but there's no excuse. You know, I mean, my goal is to learn how to program so that I can get a job as a programmer and I can continue to make money for my family, to support my family, because I support my family with my job now. And I want to be able to support my family as a programmer. I want to be able to replace my income that I have now, but as a programmer, not a truck driver. Do you enjoy doing it? So, all right. So the fourth point I got, let me see, was this? Yeah, the fourth point, five. I think I have 5 points. Yeah, 5 points. So this is four. This is about, let's see, how I guess it kind of piggybacks on the one before. How bad do you want it? Do you really want to do it? Like, how bad do you want to get to that end goal? What are you willing to sacrifice? Because let me tell you, anything that takes work, hard work, there's going to be some type of sacrifice involved. Some type. Like, let's face it. Like, if you're learning how to program, you're going to have to dedicate hours of your time to just that. Are you willing to sacrifice your video games to do programming instead of, my daughter's laughing at me, to do programming instead of playing games? That's a sacrifice. Are you willing to say no to your friends for a night of going out and say no to them and go program instead? Are you willing to sacrifice that time with your friends? Are you willing Are you willing to stay up late hours? Are you willing to put aside those hours late in the night or early in the morning to programming your craft before you go to work? Are you willing to do it as soon as you come home? You're dead tired from work. Say you're older. You don't go to college. You're not a teenager, or you're 30 or 45 years old. Are you willing to set aside that nighttime hours as soon as you get off of work, dead tired, to programming? There's a sacrifice, and it may be small, may be huge to you, but there's always one. When it comes to wanting what you want to succeed in what you want to do, there's always a sacrifice. Are you willing to do that? How bad do you want it? Are you willing to let that go? Anything worth having is worth working hard for and sacrificing things for. And once you get to that level of success, you're going to have a lot self-respect for yourself, knowing that it took you time to get there, it took you sacrifice to get there, it took you hard to work to get there. And when you get there, you have confidence in yourself, and you can tell employers, look, I did the grinding, I did all the stuff that I needed to do to get here. Do you want to hire me or not? I mean, you don't tell them like that. Like, do you want to hire me or not? You just kind of like go in there with confidence. Like, okay, look, these are my progress. And you can sit stern in your seat and be like, okay, this is what I got. Do you like it? I mean, do you like to evaluate? No. Thank you for your time. Walk out the door. Go to the next place. Somebody's going to hire you, y'all. This is a hot commodity. This is a hot skill. So I think that was the last point. Let's see. Point number four, number five. Oh, I like this one. It's not sexy, y'all. And you will seem boring to others. It's not sexy, and you'll seem boring to others. Because all you do is study. Have you ever seen a tortoise? The tortoise in the hair? The tortoise is just boom. And all you want to do is hit fast forward. Hurry up, dude. Hurry up. Hurry up. It ain't sexy, y'all. It's not. If some people make it to be like it's all flowers and candy, and it's not sexy, y'all. You'll look and seem boring to other people. They'll be like, hey, you want to go out? No, I got to go study. Hey, you want to go with us over here? No, I got to go study. Hey, you want to play this game with me? No, I got to go study. Man, you're boring. All you do is study. Are you willing? Are you willing to look and seem boring to other people? You see what I'm saying? Like, this ain't... It's not like everybody's trying to want it. Everybody wants to do it, yeah, when it looks flashy. But once they get down to the nitty-gritty, the grinding of it, then those people, they wanted it to be flashy. They're going to be like, man, I thought this was going to be a little more flashy. Okay, I'm going to quit and go do something a little bit more flashier than that. And then they get to that thing, and then if they find out it's not flashy, dude... We need to stop having that mentality of like, oh, I'm looking for the next flash, the next flash, next flash. If you continue to looking for that, you're just going to stay stuck where you're at. I'm telling you, y'all, this is the only way we get there. We succeed by putting in the work, by seeming boring to others, by not being, by it not looking sexy to others. That's how we get there. I mean, you think about football players, basketball players, you think about these hardcore programmers, like these awesome programmers. You didn't see them when they first started. When a trombone player brings his trombone home when he's in middle school and he's first learning how to play his first note, everybody tells him, hey, play us a song. There's my song. Oh, that's boring. Poor kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying, we don't see the long, hard hours that it takes because it's not flashy. We see the flashy point, the flashy moments, the sexy moments of the programmer because it took him all that time to get to that flash. And if you want to get to that sexy, that flash, you need to do the work that it takes. You got to put in the work that it takes. What are you going to do? Back to those two choices. Either you're going to do or you're not going to do. Thanks a lot, you guys, for watching. Those that are doing, golly, look, my hat's off to you. It's kind of messy. My hat's off to you guys, Mike, for real. If you're putting in this grind, you're putting in this hustle, dude, keep doing what you're doing. It's worth it. I'm telling you, it's worth it. You're going to get there. You're going to make it. You're going to get to that flash. You're going to get to that sexiness. Takes time, but, I mean, just keep doing it. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep learning. Keep getting tutoring from online resources, from other people. Ignore the naysayers. Keep running. Keep looking toward the future of supporting your family with money that you made by programming. Keep looking to the future of creating that game that you wanted to create. Keep looking to the future of where you want to be when you're programming and putting in the grind.